Good evening from Gamble Arena on the campus of the University of Connecticut and home of the sixth-ranked Huskies of Geno Auriemma. On the day the women's basketball world celebrates the homecoming of the great Brittany Griner, Ivy Hoops Online is here to report on another homecoming, the return of Tiger coach Carla Berube to the place where she was a big part of the Husky program. While a player here, Berube's teams went 132-8, including the undefeated national championship season in 1995. Husky coach Geno Auriemma is in his 38th season, and associate head coach Chris Daly, together with Auriemma, greeted Berube at side court in a most emotional moment when the players took the floor. Emotions continued to pour out when Berube was introduced, as a large crowd of Husky fans welcomed her with enthusiastic and appreciative applause. On the court, a number of streaks were at risk. Auriemma has never lost to an Ivy team and has never lost to a team coached by a former player. His teams have not lost two games in a row in this century. They were beaten at Notre Dame on Sunday in a tough game. For the Tigers, Ellie Mitchell has gathered double-digit rebounds in every game this year and in 15 of 17 reaching back to last season. She would have her hands full tonight with the Huskies' Aleah Edwards, who at 6'3", is taller and stronger than Mitchell. Edwards is averaging 10 rebounds per game herself. The game played out in the first half pretty much as expected. The UConn defense stifled the Tigers, who were getting a lot of shots but had trouble making them. For their part, the Huskies could not get a big edge on their pesky opponents. After a quarter, the Huskies held a 21-14 advantage. UConn shot at a 60% clip in the first period while holding the Tigers to just 33%. In the second period, the Huskies put the clamps down, limiting Princeton to just 3 baskets in 18 attempts and no three-pointers. Fortunately, the Tiger defense stepped up too, as UConn could manage only 3 of 10 in the quarter and led 32-20 at the half. Greystone came up big for the Tigers in the first half with 10 points, frequently making a huge basket to keep the Tigers within shouting distance. For the game, Stone reached her career high with 20 points on 7 of 13 from the field, including 5 of 8 from deep. She was truly a standout for the Tigers in a very big spot. While things were going the way of the home team, the Tigers came out of the locker room believing they had a run or two left. Princeton fought the bigger Huskies to a virtual standstill in the third quarter, matching them pretty much score for score. Aubrey Griffin, the 6'1 forward for the Huskies, was held to two baskets and 3 free throws in the first half, but she began to heat up for the Huskies when they needed her most. In the second half, the Tigers had no answer for her, as she made all 9 of her field goal attempts, including 2 from beyond the arc. She also added 2 more free throws. On the evening, she was 11 for 11 and had 29 points. She also got a lot of help from Lou Lopez-Seneschal, who canned 4 of 6 from deep on her way to 18 points in the game. After 3 periods, the Huskies increased their lead by only 2 to 52-38. But the Tiger prospects appeared grim indeed. As the final period began, the Tigers turned to their veteran captain, Julia Cunningham, who had been shut out in the first half. She got rolling early, nailing a jumper a minute in, cutting the lead back to 12. A Griffin 3 at the 7:14 mark ran the Husky lead back up to 15. A Stone 3, followed by a Cunningham steal, led to a Caitlin Chen basket, which cut the lead to 10. There were 6 minutes and 42 seconds left at that point. UConn called a timeout. After the timeout, the Tigers came out in a full court press, causing a UConn turnover. A Cunningham 2 cut the lead to 8. The press caused another turnover a minute later, giving Cunningham a 3-point chance, which she cashed in. 58-53 Huskies with 5 minutes to go. 5 straight points from Griffin put UConn up by 9 at the 4:21 mark. The Tiger press continued to give UConn fits, however. Another Cunningham 3 drew the Tigers within 7, 64-57, down to 2.5 minutes. Another turnover by UConn gave Ellie Mitchell a shot. She missed, but was fouled by Edwards. She made 1 of 2 free throws to make the Husky lead 6 at 64-58. Again, the Tigers forced a turnover, leading to a Chen jumper, 64-60. A stone steal gave Chen another chance. She was fouled and made both free throws, pulling the Tigers almost all the way back. The Connecticut lead was now 2 with 46 seconds remaining. A Griffin 2-pointer, followed by a jumper from Madison St. Rose, kept the lead at 2 with 30 seconds left. Forced a foul at that point, the Huskies' Inez Betancourt made 1 of 2. Following a Tiger timeout, Chen was set up for a 3-point effort. Alas, she missed. Betancourt was fouled, and she made both to make the final score 69-64. The wild fourth quarter rally saw the Tigers outscore UConn 26-17. Julia Cunningham's second half 11 points were a very key part in the Tiger rally. Caitlin Chen had 18 points in the game, 4 more than her average, and it gave the Tigers 3 players in double figures. While Geno's streaks continue, Ellie Mitchell fell 1 short in her quest for double figures in rebounds. Her defense against Edwards, however, was a big help to the Tiger cause. Berube does not count moral victories, but in my view, the Tigers earned one tonight. They can hold their heads high as they head home to host Delaware on Sunday at 6 p.m. The Huskies will play at Maryland, who features Abby Myers, and they'll play on Sunday afternoon on ABC. This is George Clark saying so long from stores. Thanks for listening.